I'm just out there having fun. How you doing that?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Andre.
My head.
Tunk game. Car game. Who would you consider one of the best in the locker room?
Besides myself, I mean, I always say about DJ beating all the guys. DJ, I was beating y'all, so.
So I don't get no credit?
You get credit. You get credit on video games.
It took you a while to think of that.
Man. You know, I don't be in that too much, man. I be playing chess, man. I'm a chess guy.
Who need enemies when you have friends like that?
That's a guy for me.
Hey, when you came in, the beginning of this year, it looked like the running back competition was really wide open, but it seems like it's really kind of getting down to two guys. Does it? I mean, do you look at it that way, or how do you look at it?
I don't notice that kind of stuff. Hold on, man.
Come on, man. You still killing you?
No, it's about it. But I don't notice that kind of stuff, man. The way our coaches, man, he just is whoever gonna play, you know, they gotta be ready. And any given week, you know, it could be Selvin step up, Pittman step up, Aldridge step up. So you just gotta be ready and be prepared.
Do you watch what they do though? Do you watch a little differently, know that you are in a competition with them?
Nah, I don't worry about that stuff.
It's all about yourself.
It's not about myself. It's not a competition. We all trying to win. We all on the same page. We're gonna coach the same, so we're gonna play the same.
Coach was just talking about how he thinks your confidence level has increased a lot from last year. Do you feel that way?
From last year? Oh, most definitely. Last year I was walking on eggshells and it was just like just worrying so much, worrying about making mistakes and worrying about what I got on this play. But now, since I studied so much more, I just go out and have fun and play. And it just let me go. It let me just play. And that's how I like it.
In addition to the studying, is it kind of also you've seen what you can do, so now you know you can go out and do it the next
time? I know I can play with the guys. I know I can play with some of the best. I played against some of the best last week, so I know I can rumble with them.
And last thing for you, Pippen was just talking about how he's been kind of playing some fullback too. What's it like having those big biceps in front of your block?
I'm with it. I like Pittman because, you know, fullbacks usually is slower and they take slower to read. But Pittman fly right in there, hit whoever. Now, you know, that's my type, man. I like somebody just going to go all the way out, go hit whoever and hit this. I'm loving Hillis.
What do you like about him? Besides the biceps.
He just Hillis don't really care, man. He just he'll hit whoever and he keeps driving. Most guys hit and twist and turn their body and stuff. Hillis hit you right down the middle and he's gonna continue to drive throughout the play.
I talked to him the other day. I mean, there was one play on the scout team, he kind of wheeled out of the backfield, ran down the right sideline, made a deep catch. He said at Arkansas he played a lot of slot receiver. I mean, he could be a weapon at that fullback spot as a receiver.
I wouldn't lie. I think, personally, I think Hillis could fight for the best hands on the team.
Really?
Yeah. Offensive-wise, well, in the running back room, he got it. I can't fight with him. You know, I'm gonna give him a run, but he probably got the best hands out of the running backs.
And you said you were walking on eggshells last year. Why were you walking on eggshells last year?
I was hurt in the beginning. Well, in the preseason, I definitely was, because I was hurt, and I didn't want to make any mistakes. I couldn't make a mistake. I didn't have no room for error, you know. But at the same time, I knew I could play. I knew I had potential to be a starter, and I still feel like that. But I knew I had to be a role player last year, but I was just so nervous, just nervous.
When did that change? What was the turning point?
Probably after I got activated. When I the first couple of games I wasn't activated, I was just, you know, I was inactive. When I got activated and started getting out on the field and I got a little confidence and, you know, I wasn't as nervous.
How bad was your ankle in that Chicago?
It was, after the game, it was tough for me to walk. I pretty much couldn't walk the next day. I had to get the boot and it was hurting so bad, you know, during the game, but you feel it and you don't, because it hurts more for the guys, for me to let the guys down, than for me just to go out and play with the hurt ankle.
Do you ever watch a video of that?
Nah.
Because Shanahan, I think the next day after he saw the video, he's like, I can't believe his ankle wasn't broken.
Yeah, I mean, I seen it, but I don't watch it. You know, I seen that play, and I just can't look at it because it was twisted so bad. and it just flew up in the air and twisted again. It was bad. I don't like watching it.
Do you think that was a turning point for them? Because, you know how coaches love guys who can play hurt. I mean, and that was what your first carry, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on the very first play.
Yeah.
Then it came back again, and I got a lower ankle sprain on the same one. Probably the same drive. We drove down, all the way down, and got a lower ankle sprain. But I think they noticed that I was pretty tough, and I was willing to do whatever for the team.
Yeah. And so now you're not walking on eggshells. What's the difference now? How can you describe the feeling you have now?
I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to play. It's whatever now. You need me for short yards. You need me for a seam route. You need me to go make a block, chip, cut. I'll do whatever. It really won't matter now.
Thank you.